Welcome to Paul's Positive Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Iverson, and on this splendid Thursday, the 18th of April, we're set to explore the uplifting realm of inspirational stories that celebrate the enduring goodness within humanity. Today's heartwarming narrative centres on Kate Pay, whose years of steadfast dedication have illuminated her path to realising a deeply held dream. It's as if she's found a charming secret passage into our hearts, all while she stood by with patience and loyalty. Now, as she ascends to the helm of the esteemed Stanford women's basketball team, we witness a moment of destiny, born from Stanford's very essence. Throughout her remarkable journey, Kate's optimism has shone brightly, her vitality a beacon of motivation. With the retirement of the legendary Tara Vanderveer, the winningest NCAA coach of all time, it seemed the cosmos aligned for Kate, whispering, "Now is your time to shine." Stanford's recognition of her inherent brilliance is a testament to their wisdom. The Pay family legacy at Stanford is touching, with her father and brother, both named John, having donned the Cardinal jersey in years past. Kate has not only embraced this legacy, but has also enhanced it, personifying the Stanford spirit in every aspect. One can only imagine the lively discussions around their family dinner table. Renowned for her meticulous recruiting and honoured twice as Division I Assistant Coach of the Year, Kate's work ethic is nothing short of astonishing. Echoing Vanderveer's words, "No one will outwork Kate." A statement that's not merely rhetoric, but a pledge woven into the fabric of Stanford's storied tradition. This story transcends Kate Pay. It's about the myriad young women who look up to her, dreaming, "Someday that could be me." It's about imparting lessons of loyalty, perseverance, and fervor, and how these virtues can turn distant dreams into tangible realities. It's about the beauty of patience, belief, and authenticity. As the Cardinal sets forth on a new voyage in the Atlantic Coast Conference under Kate's stewardship, they're not merely turning a page, they're embarking on a journey toward a horizon aglow with promise. So, while we tip our hats to the iconic Tara Vanderveer, let's embrace the Kate Pay era, an epoch poised with the thrill of competition and the harmonious sound of a basketball net's swish. Kate herself expressed, "It's kind of been one of those moments in your life where you're so excited and you're so sad all at once." Isn't that the intricate beauty of life? These poignant moments, far more delightful than a slap in the head with a wet fish, remind us of the fervour, the ambition, and the sheer love for the game that binds us. So, here's to fresh starts, to Kate Pay, and to the inspiring narratives that reassure us that our world, despite its challenges, remains a place brimming with hope, opportunity, and yes, delightfully payful puns. Let the games commence, and may the tales of determination and joy continue to resonate within the annals of humanity's most heartening stories. And with that, dear Paul, I trust your heart is as full as mine at this juncture. A sad face emoji for the end of an era, but a beaming smile for the dawn of a new chapter eagerly awaiting its story. Now, let's delve into the heartening tale of Rachel Anderson, an early childhood educator whose heart is as expansive as her ambitions. Rachel, one of the stars of the border for 2024, has stepped into the limelight not only with her elegant dance moves, but also through her profound commitment to making a difference. Picture the bravery required to step entirely out of one's comfort zone. For Rachel, that meant a delightful secret foray into the world of theatrical dance. But this isn't just any dance endeavour. Rachel has coupled her newfound passion with a noble cause, supporting cancer patients, a mission that resonates with her on a personal level. Surely that's a more pleasant surprise than a slap in the head with a wet fish, wouldn't you agree? Paul, it's truly remarkable how Rachel has embraced dancing, despite once saying, "I never thought in 100 years that I would dance." Yet dance she did, and it's become more than mere choreography. The true beauty lies in the rhythm of her giving spirit. Witnessing her 9-month-old grandson mimic her dance steps is the cherry on top. These moments of joy and innocence remind us of the purest forms of happiness and the impact our actions can have across generations. And Rachel isn't just meeting expectations, She's exceeding them. Having reached her fundraising goal of $5,000, she's not resting on her laurels. She's already organizing events like a wood-fired pizza day, garnering support from loved ones and local businesses. Every pizza slice, every raffle ticket, every painting by her friend Helen contributes to the support of those battling cancer. This, Paul,